We're on page Pei Aleph in the Maimer Anabakaya, from the Sefer Anabakaya. We just began in this parak to learn the meaning on our level of Ha'alos Nitzaitzes. Ha'alos Nitzaitzes. All of creation in this world consists of a taruvus of tov and ra, of good and evil. Koiches, everything in the state of erbuvia, and as a result of that, the full force of gilui ha'elokus cannot be yitzem and ha'koich elapoil, cannot actually be brought forth and can't be experienced. Therefore, everything that exists in this world is surrounded. It's surrounded by the klipas, layers and layers of existence, on all levels of existence, doimeim, tzemeach, chai, medaber, inanimate, plants, animals, people, toiv and ra, positive, negative, koiches, even on the most simple levels of creation that are destructive, others that aren't, creative and productive and so on. And everything is waiting. Well, the Elokus is waiting to be revealed, to be brought out. This is called Halos and Nitzaitzes. It's on page Pei Aleph, the second paragraph. Lemaisa, Hagarin Hapnimi shall call Briya, the inner seed, the inner point of everything that exists. V'chol koyach ba'olam eino ela shviv shel nitzaitz eloki. It's a spark. It's a piece of that spark of Elokus. Which, as I mentioned, the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh taught is the deeper meaning of the pasuk, lo ha'alechem levado yichye ha'adam, k'al kol moitzei pi Hashem yichye ha'adam, lo ha'alechem levado. When we look at a piece of bread, we just see lechem levado. It's a piece of bread. We don't see the Shem Hashem that's mechaya, that's mahava, mechaya, that piece of bread. What that is, be'etzim, is the site of what's called the three havayas. We don't see that in the piece of bread, the Shem Havaya. Lo al lechem levado yechi ha'adam. The chiyus is not al lechem levado. What gives life is the Moitzei Pi Hashem. The Moitzei Pi Hashem, the Elokus that's inside the bread. Mikan nigzer habitui ha'alos nitzaitzos. And this is the expression that we find in the Sfarim, ha'alos nitzaitzos. Lifting up the sparks. She'in yonohu ha'itzo el ha'poil shel ha'potential ha'toiv. It means lifting the sparks, drawing out, activating that potential of toiv, of good. Hachovui b'chol koach v'koach ba'olam, that is hidden and contained within everything that exists. That nekuda of Elokus, that nitzaitz, that is longing to ascend, which is the Koch of Gevurah, the Shem Mem Beis, right? All that we are learning. The whole Tachlis of creation. To spring upwards, to break through with Gevurah, through the Klipas that surround it. Mikol Merachav Ha'olamus. And this is in all that exists. Adoimim, inanimate, Semeach, plants, Chai, animals, Medaber, human beings. Nitzaitzos elu, of course, nitzaitzos sparks. It's just a borrowed term, a spark. We're not talking about anything electrical. The mashal that we find already in Tanakh, that is the most non-physical way of describing something, is or, chashmal, light, electricity, energy. It's the least physical is the least physical form of existence that is used in order to describe ruchnius. So nitzoitz doesn't mean chas v'chalila, something that's a spark of fire or something like that. It means the elokus, that's chovwi, that's hidden. Nitzoitz elohim koichel shel chai. These nitzoitzos, so I'm going to avoid using the word sparks from now on because it's a very silly, it's just a moshel. But to say it in English sounds silly. Nitzoitzes elohim koichel shel chai. These nitzoitzes are the koichos of life, of chiyus. Koichos melo'e tesisa chiyuvis, koichos that are filled with a vibrancy, tesisa chiyuvis, power, positive, tshuka amitis, and a true longing, lizgalem ulihivaled, to take form, to be born, to come out, to emerge in its full, entire shleimus. In Elokus. Tnuah atzuma chavuya b'chol havaya. And because of this, there's a tremendous energy. Tnuah means movement or motion that is hidden in all of existence. Tnuah shel ilui ubakoshas hispaschus. A tnuah, a motion, a movement of ascent, and everything is seeking to develop, to develop, to develop. V'imakor hataskul shel bnei odom she'eno ela ke'ev hayitzira ke'ev al machsoim begiluyei achayim v'bemimush ha'atzmi. And this energy itself, these nitzoitzos that are contained within all existence, are the source of all of the pain that we experience in creation, the pain that exists on all levels of creation, the ke'ev al machsoim, that something is stuck. That feeling that you have, that even when you're home, that you're homesick, you know, because you haven't been able to become what you can become. You haven't been able to rise to that place where you can rise. And so it is in all of existence. There's this deep pain, al machsoim, this blockage, v'gilei ha'achayim, because there's this unbelievable life that is held back. Ubemimush ha'atzmi, self-actualization. He knows that even as people, especially as people, as human beings, we feel that in a very profound way. The pain of not being who we want to be, who we can be. The mimush ha'atzmi, making concrete, bringing out to life, in my life, the koiches that I have within myself. What's that? That's halos ha'nitzoitzes. And the nitzoitzes, that energy that's held back by the klipas, that's blocking, causes a tremendous amount of pain, anger, frustration, and so on. Zeh makor hatznu ha'atzuma shekol ha'yitzira kula. It's the makor of all movement, of all motion in the universe. Lisrei liskadem, to survive. To survive. All of creation, more than anything, wants to survive. To survive. To exist. Lichyois, to live, lihivoleid, to reproduce. Hanitzaitis hem nitzaitis shel giluyei elokus. These nitzaitis are nitzaitis of giluyei elokus. Revelations of Elokus. Ma'al kein, and therefore, koicham gadol. Tremendous koich. Tremendous koich. Utvias yitziyosem lo'or olam, rabba, the demand on the part of these nitzaitis to be able to come out into the world, to be able to be actualized and revealed, is tremendous. The demand, the tviya, the longing, the demand, is rabba v'atzuma ma'oid. Rabba v'atzuma ma'oid. All of the tnuas, the desire to love somebody, the midas achesed, the nitzoytis of that midas elokis of chesed, of ahava, to be able to love and to be able to be loved, every single thing is the makar of all of that is elokus. V'hinei kol nitzoytis hakodesh shebemitzias mushroshim beside midas hagvura. All of these nitzoytis hakodesh, these holy nitzoytis that we're talking about, that exist, that are in creation, are mushroshim beside midas hagvura. Hashem made the world. Bereshis bara Elokim, the Shem Mem Beis. Sheba nivra ha'olam, that's how the world was created. Ki hagvura hi shoresh hapirut v'haribui. Because Gevura is the root of Pirut, of individualization or individuation, of breaking things down into all their pieces and components. And Ribui, Harbe, Vizesoita Nitzaitis. That's the secret of the Nitzaitis. Shem Risise Eirais. Shards of light, habluim b'chalpina b'havaya, that are absorbed in every corner of creation. And this comes, I'm not going to explain it now, it's not for now, but in the parentheses, some of you have heard these words. V'sherish kol anitzaitzis hu b'chinas, the sherish of this is b'chinas ha'irish enoflu b'shviras ha'kelim k'noida, what took place by shviras ha'kelim, shoyu b'soid irish shel gvura k'noida, which were irish lights of gvura, and as a result of the Shvirus HaKelim, which we're going to learn more about, there was the shattering of the vessels, the Shvirus HaKelim, that caused the dispersion of these Resisim, these shards or sparks. Vain Kan Mekomo, this is not the place to talk about it. The Soid HaGvur Hu Koach HaIlui Milamata Lamala. And the Sod, the secret of Gvur, is that koach of Ilui, that koach that's implanted in all that exists. Remember, the creation was like Hashem holding down, compressing the spring. And the Sodei Gvur is the koach ha'ilui, milamata lamala, from below to above, to rise. K'mo tchunas shel heves ha'esha oila, which is the quality of fire, that is oila lamala. Hu koach ha'his'alus ha'gonus b'oimek ha'briya. And this is the koach of all his'alus, all aliyah, all progress, all improvement, every level of aliyah from the most basic level of a cell, of the splitting of a cell, and the inyan of a cell that it has this shuka to reproduce, and to increase, and to become more and more and more, and to be mezgala with all of its koiches al hapoel. It's the koch of all aliyah that's gone b'oyma kabri, that's hidden within the depths of creation. Sho'ila la'ela la'ela. Which reminds us of the language of Kaddish that we spoke about 2 weeks ago. La'ela, why is it davke on the Yom Yerayim, la'ela la'ela? And what that means, and that was the whole inyan of the aliyah, sa'olamas and Shabbos, everything comes from this shem mem beis from ana b'koach. The whole inyan of a carbon, of a carbonus on the avodah beis hamikdash. La'ela la'ela li'isakein b'makor ha'elyon. When Rabbi Nachman said, we were talking 2 weeks ago about when Rabbi Nachman said that ein shum yesh b'olam klal, that saying, which is very popular, and they're already making changing the old songs because they ran out of new songs, so they take old songs and put that into the old songs, ein shum yesh b'olam klal, that it's not stam a sweet little pitgam, a nice little saying. It's the teva of creation. Ein shum yesh b'olam klal. Rabbi Nachman also said that if you believe that it's possible for something to be broken, for you to break something, that what? You have to believe that you can fix it. Also, it sounds like it's a very nice thing. And there'll always be somebody there that will say, why? Why? I broke many things. I never fixed them. It's like, the whole inyan of brokenness is al menas l'sake. And it's the Shvius HaKelim that created that unbelievable infinite energy of repair. Or as we spoke about another lashon from Rabbi Nachman, we spoke about that his rachakus is tchilas es karvus. You remember? Being distant is the beginning of being close. That's the same. It's all the same yesod. Rabbi Nachman, in this inyan, this was Rabbi Nachman's inyan in the world. So he was a bechina of Mashiach ben Yosef. And all inyan, the whole inyan of Mashiach ben Yosef is this inyan. Of Beis Yosef Eish. Beis Yosef Eish. Gvur. That's Beis Yosef. That's Kedushas HaYosef. Yosef HaTzadik. And all the tzadikim were Mashiach ben Yosef. Rabbi Nachman is Mashiach ben Yosef. Beginning. It's the Koyach of Mashiach ben Yosef. It's the inyan of Ein Shum Yesh Volem Klal. Ein Shum Yesh. Ima tamam en shati yuchel lakalkel, tamam en shati yuchel lasakin, lasakin, kilkel, tikun, kedushas yisoy, tikun kloli. The koyach to be misakin, the tshuka to be misakin, the tshuka to come back. You couldn't keep Rabbi Nachman down. You couldn't keep him down. There's nothing in the world, that could shake him free from that. From that koyach, of Aliyah. And when he said about himself that there was an inyan in Avodah that over 70 times in one day he failed, and only by the 70, I don't remember, was the 76th or 70th, he was matzliach. In one day, he failed in some inyan in Avodah over 70 times. The whole koyach of that bechina of Mashiach ben Yosef, which Be'emes is the final shlav in his galus of Teres of Baal Shem, is that inyan. You know, Baal Shem himself is Mashiach ben David, is the inyan of Mashiach ben David, but Rabbi Nachman is the b'chin of Mashiach ben Yosef. And Aliyah, l'saken to fix, Umen Rosh Hashanah, Imata mamin, emuna, kedushas habris, yisoy, tikun, aliyah, eish, it's all Mashiach ben Yosef, Rabbi Nachman, that koyach. The Gro is also an inyan of Mashiach ben Yosef. It's not just a chassidish inyan. The Gro is also b'chinas Mashiach ben Yosef. And there too. The whole inyan of the Gro and Eretz Yisrael, there's a lot to talk about, and it's not for now. The union of Rabbi Nachman going to Eretz Yisrael and the Rotson of the Gro to go to Eretz Yisrael, what happened? And the Tikkunim of Eretz Yisrael, what it means in Gashmi is to be mal all the nitzaitzes. All of this is Misod Ha'esh. Soida gvura koich ihilu the matla malak my tunish shall have a sha oil of koich is alus agonas by me gabia sha oil ala laila the sakim be makar ha elyon who soid call need soita sakadusha chavuyim be oilam shim soim tomid betnu mas medes klape mailen. All of the need soitas are in this great tnu, this movement of ascent. Kedugm lakach and the roimus here hurry had shuvish and mitzoyim belavavus abrius. We see in the hearts the Hihurei Tshuva, the Hihurei Tshuva. The word Hihur means har, a mountain. That inyan of har, not just, but har shebehar. The chuk of Aliyah that's planted in the heart, a Hihur Tshuva, an Aliyah. That's pushing. Everything to return and to be fixed. All of this is misoid ha'esh. Soid ha'gvur v'ha'tshuva. Dinin of gvura and tshuva. Shadoichekim bebriyos lihis alois mi'al matzoven ha'nomuch. That is pushing all that exists to rise above its matzev. That is nomuch, that is low. uliskadim kadima, and to push forward, to move forward. Now, there's a Torah here in the back. There's a Torah from Rabbi Nachman. It's important, it would be chaval to skip. So turn to page all the way in the back. You see. On page Tov Samach Gimel. All the way at the bottom. He brings the Lashon of Rabbi Nachman. See, all the way in the bottom, Tav Samach Gimel, where it says, "V'kach kosev Rabbi Nachman lukut emiran v'zul l'shaynay ki b'chol dar v'yesh b'kamet sirufei oisius." I'm not going to have time to learn this properly, but to see the words, ki b'chol dar, in all that exists, yesh b'kamet sirufei oisius, there are letters, the combination of letters. Shabai Nivra Zehadavah, the letters, of course, that Nivra was created with the Isis of its name. So in everything that exists, there's the Tzirufim of Isis, of letters. Umish Yochalis Eir Hanitzaitis, Isis Shabachal Maise Breishis, Shiesh Bachal Davar, whoever is able to awaken the Nitzaitis of the Isis, there's a very deep connection between the Nitzaitis and the Isis, the letters. The letters by which something is called in Lashon HaKodesh, the letters are the code that contain within them this energy of Aliyah, of Elokus. The letters are the code. And there are people who are able to break that code. Now, we also could say the word in Hebrew. So this is a Shulchan, but that doesn't help. Just the fact that we, although it does mean something to call it by its name, but here Rabbi Nachman is talking about Mishiochalis Oira to be Ma'oira than Yitzaitis Aisis Bechal Maise Breshish Yesh Bechal Dover. Azai Achilasa Ushtiyasa. Then, when the person is able to do that, then his eating and his drinking, the next page, Tav Samach Dalit. Azai Achilasa Ushtiyasa. Then his eating and his drinking, Vechal Ta'anugav. And all of the pleasures of this world. Eino Elam is Naitzitsutsa Aisis. All of that tanu comes from the hisnoitzitzus, the sparkling of the letters. Shabbat achilu v'shisiyah, in the eating and the drinking. The b'chinas, as it's hinted at in Megillas Rus, v'yoychal v'yesht v'yitav libo. By Boaz, Vayochal vayesht vayitav libo. He ate and drank, and his vayitav libo, and his heart was, I don't know how they translated it. Vayitav libo was good, it was glad. Vayitav libo, Rechem says, Hina bechinas is noitzitzus oisius shalev. Vayitav, there was a toiv that was mezgala in the oisius lamed beis. Hina bechinas is noitzitzus oisius shalamed beis. What lamed beis? What's lamed beis? Lamed beis elokim, shabamai sebereshis, sheesh bechaldavim. Bereshis Elokim is Shemayim Vesaris. There are 32 times that the name Lamed Beis, which is the 32 Nesivos Chachma, there are 32 times that the name Elokim is written in Maase Bereshis. So Menachem says that the Tzaddik is on a Madrega, Avayorchel Vayesht Vayitav Liboy. That through his eating and drinking, he comes to a Madrega of Toiv Lev. Toiv Lev means what? The Lamed Beis, the 32 times that the Shem Elokim is written in Maase Bereshis. Sheyesh b'chol davar. Everything that exists was set into motion, was created by Maase Bereishis. The tzaddik is able, through his involvement with Maase Bereishis, such as eating and drinking, to be ma'oirer the 32 times of this that the name Elokim is mentioned in Maase Bereishis. Elokim is exactly what we're talking about. Anabakar Gedulas Yamincha, the Shem Elokim's, Shem Mambeis, Aliyah. Vizo Vayitav Libo. Rabbi Nachman says that's the deeper meaning of Vayitav Libo. Ein toiv elo or. Vayitav, toiv is or, is light. Kamesha kosev. Vayar lukimis or ki toiv. Vayitav liboy. Toiv is or the light of Lamed Beis, of creation. Of the 32 times that the name Elokim Davki Elokim, that's what we're learning, is mentioned in Ma'aseh Bereishis. V'zehu. Rabbi Nachman says, no one learns Tanakh like Rabbi Nachman. Vayochel vayesht vayitav liboy. That Boaz ate and he drank, and vayitav liboy. Vayitav liboy. That when Boaz, which is the Bechina Mashiach ben David, of course, when Boaz would eat and drink, is vayitav libo, there would be tovis or, there would be an illumination of the hisnoitzitzus of the light of the letters of the 32 times the name Elokim shebesudas shoichel in the suda that he ate. In the food that he was eating, the drink, and what he was drinking. Zo and v'zev vayitav liboy, zev birchas amazon. So Chazal says the vayitav liboy is birchas amazon. Vayerchal vayesht vayitav liboy. He benched. He ate and he drank and he benched. So we do that too. But this was different. Shahis achilasu shtiyosu meisnoitzes tzayis yishesh ba'achilas shesia. The eating and the drinking of Boaz was the light of the letters in the food and in the drinks. Shezo b'chinas birchas hamazon, which is the deeper meaning of birchas hamazon. Ki hamazon is barech aydei shleimus lashon hakodesh. It would take a long time to go into this right now. It's not the time. Just to, again, a little bit, a taste of this achila shesia of the tzaddik. The food is gebenched, is blessed through the shleimus of Lashna Kodesh, of the oisius of the olive base. That goes back to what I was saying at the beginning, the teaching of the Baal Shem. Loy al alechim levado yichyeh ha'adam, kol might say pi Hashem yichyeh ha'adam. It's not the physical bread, it's the elokus in the bread. The elokus is contained in the oisius, in the letters. By awakening and illuminating the oisius and all that exists, and that's how the tzaddik derives pleasure from the food. He doesn't derive his pleasure from the taste of the food like you and I. He derives his tanug from the elokus that is revealed, from the aliyah of that eating and drinking, from the lechem and the mayim having an aliyah through the lamed beis. Times the Lamed Beis, Vayitav Liboy is Lamed Beis times the name Elokim. Elokim means this Aliyah that we're talking about, the Halos Hanitzoitzis of Kedusha in the Achila and the Shasir. That's the Tanug of the Tzaddik. That's the pleasure that Tzaddik derives from the food and from the drink. Rabbi Nachman says, even a simple chacham, whatever that means to him, a chacham poshut is able to know the letters with which the thing that he's eating was created. What does that mean? So Rabbi Nachman says, this is an amazing thing. So it's just even to learn this a little bit, just the pshat. Anybody who understands the koach of why is it that some things are sweet and other things are bitter? Why is it that there are some things that are sweet and other things that are bitter? Charifus, some things have a sharp taste. Umelichus, some things are salty. Shezemerakech vezemaksha, some softens the food, some makes it harder. Zemagdal vezemakten, this makes the food expand, this makes it smaller, shrink. Zemekavis v'zemarchiv, again, causes it to condense, this causes it to spread. V'yadeyas chalkas oisius, and whoever understands the oisius, how the letters are used, shenechlokin, how they're divided, the letters of the olive base, this goes back to the Sefer Yetzirah. I'm not going to go into explanations of this now. Shenachlokin l'shalosh imais, that are called the three mothers, Aleph Memshin, v'sheva kfulois, shneimasar pshutos. Again, this is all from Sefer Yetzirah. How the letters of the Aleph Beis are divided into different categories. Whoever understands that and learns that and knows that, v'yedeh ha'oisiyas ashiyachem l'chol sviru sviru. And so a person can learn that. That's why he says it's a chacham pashut. If you learn Sefer Yetzirah and you learn Shari Oira, then you can understand these things. And whoever knows the oisiyas ashiyachem l'chol sviru sviru, if you know which letters of the Aleph Beis belong to which of the spheres, v'yedeh ha'koach shokol sviru. And you also know the koach of each sphere. Shezer rach v'zer kosha. This sphere is the inyan of harshness, of softness, and this is the inyan of harshness. So Rabbi Nachman calls this person a chacham pashut. As I ayidei shetoyim ezadover. When that chacham tastes something that he eats or drinks, a roa ezadover, or he sees something, he knows exactly the letters. The Tzirufei Oisius, the configuration of the letters that give existence to that particular food or drink, or whatever he's saying. Shabai Nivra Zehadavra, that brought to the creation of that thing. All the differences we see, that this has this taste, and this has this smell, and this has this appears a certain way. That's the connection between Mozon, Birchas of Mozon, and the Oisius of Lashon HaKodesh, which is what that Torah is about. That Hashem measured and weighed with His wisdom and will. Kach v'kach Oisius, these exact letters, sheyivrahem dovezeh, that He would use to create this item. And these other letters, these are the configuration, the combinations of letters to create this other thing. Therefore, we find in the Torah there are certain words, of course, that are missing letters, missing a vav, missing a yud, and others that have extra letters. Everything is the Baruch Shalom's exact way of measuring these things. There's added or taken away because of this balance that Hashem makes in creation. That sometimes it's necessary to add a letter, to take away a letter. Or in the kuda, a vowel. In order that the balance should be exact in that name. Everything according to Hashem's chachm and his ratzon. Because Hashem's Chachma determined that this is the exact balance of the Oisius and the Nekudas. The Yivra B'Koy HaZeh, Oisius and Nekudas Elu HaDover HaZeh, to create this thing with that exact measure of Oisius and Nekudas. K'dei She'iloi Tam HaZeh, in order that it should have this taste. Why something has a taste? Why does it taste a certain way? And why does this have a certain smell? And why does this look that way? With everything else, everything with its own taste and appearance and so on, according to the Oisius. And everything, that's why in the Lashon of the Pasuk in Tilim, the Pasuk that describes in a very, very powerful way the matzav that we're in Golos is Ososeinu lo ra'inu. The simple pshat of Ososeinu lo ra'inu, we don't see signs. We don't see miracles. Like Ososeinu, Ososeinu lo ra'inu. The Kabbalah's form tells us that Ososeinu is the Lashon of Osius, which means Ososeinu lo ra'inu, we don't see the Osius. We now understand means we don't see the Elokus. We don't see the Elokus in everything that exists. That's where the whole Golos and Megillas Eichas and the Seid of Aleph Beis, and the Churban of the Aleph Beis, Menachem of is Aleph Beis, to be Menachem Aleph Beis, to comfort the Aleph, to console the Aleph Beis. Eichas is written in the Seid of Aleph Beis, except in the end, and everything is out of order. All The whole churban is the inyan of Eisus Seinel, churban of the olive bays. Churban habayis means the inyan of the olive bays, of the bayis, of the bays. That's... Umishul chacham levat. Rabbi Nachman says, even a person who's just intelligent. He didn't say you have to be a big tzaddik or anything, just that you're smart. Yochel lahavin kol zois b'chachmasa. Can understand this inyan, b'chachmasa. If one is intelligent and reads this, you could understand it. Meaning you could understand why everything has a certain taste, and why is it that thing looks a certain way and smells or tastes a certain way? Because of the oisius. And to know what the oisius are, the tzirufa oisius in that thing. Shiyeda oisius sheyesh b'chal davar kanal. Avol sheyar gishvi yisanag rak mitzirufa oisius. But that a person's entire tanug, his entire pleasure in this world, that it should come from the tzirufi oisius, from this combination of letters. Not just to know it, but to feel one's entire tanug, not from the taste of the food that you're eating. Bebchinis vayorchel vayesht, canal, like by Boaz. Ze'iyev shakim l'misha hevi shlemes b'lashon HaKodesh. It's only a person who has come to a place of perfection in Lashon HaKodesh. That doesn't mean that he majored in Hebrew in college. He needs to understand the pnimius of Lashon HaKodesh, which is a huge, huge inyan. Vehevi is noitzitzus chadosh b'Lashon HaKodesh al kol davar, and he's able to bring about an awakening of the oisius of Lashon HaKodesh that's in everything. Hainu b'ha oisius sheesh b'chal davar zeh yochel l'kayim v'yochel v'yesht. Only such a person like Boaz can reach a madrega v'yochel v'yesht v'yitav liboy. Lamed beis times the name Elokim in Ma'aseh Bereishis. Perish, so the Chalban explains, Kel yidei chochma levad yichon leid ha'isi sheyesh b'chal davar. If you're smart, you could know the letters that's in everything. Kshiyoidin kolanal, da'ayna l'moshul kshiroya davar sh'tama masok. For instance, when you see something that's sweet, that has a sweet taste, v'yodesh ha'mesikus korech l'rakech, and you understand that the image of mesikus, of the sweetness, is to soften something, v'yodeh me'ezeh sphir nimshach zeh ha'korech shel ha'mesikus v'arikuch, and you've learned enough about the spheres to know which of the spheres is the koach of mesikus, sweetness, and rikuch, the combination of spheres. Kagon misfiras chesed. V'yodeh eze ois michov beiz ois yisharech l'sfiras chesed. And you know which are the letters of the olive bays that are connected to the sphere of chesed. As yodeh she oisai ha'ois melubash b'davar hazeh. Then you know that that letter, or those letters are melubash, are enclosed in this item, in this thing. Everything in the world. But even though, the Chaban's explaining, Rabbi Nachman, that even though a person is very smart, and he knows all this clearly, he knows the oisius and everything, that one has to be a tremendous baki in Kabbalah, he also have to be a big baki in the quality and the nature of everything, the physical properties of all that exists in chemistry and biology, all of this stuff. Only a person who's great in Kabbalah and other chachmas. Shem Nachman says, "Afal pichen yochel liyos shachiloso shtiyoso v'tanugav yu adai migufa dover." Even though you're a big chacham and you know all of these things that we were just talking about, it still could be that what? That all of your eating and drinking is just the tanugam of the guf, just physical pleasure. You're just a smart guy that's having physical pleasure. The way things are going now, the smarter the person, the less taste the food has. I mean, simple people are able to have, like, delicatessen and stuff like that. The smarter people only eat things that don't have taste. His tongue is not coming from the nitzos of the oisius. He just knows the guf. He knows the science of the oisius and the spheres and of the mesikus and of the merirus. He knows it. and the science and the Kabbalah, he knows it. But he's still in the, he's still, that's not his tanug. That's not his pleasure. In order to have the schus to be on the madrega, that one's tanug, one's pleasure, one's delight should be just from the oisi shebuchal davar, from the letters. Ze I efsha kim kishe zoyche l'shleimus lashna kodesh. It's brought down in the svarim that when the Kedushas Levi came to visit his Talmud, the Rebbe Shmelke from Nikolsburg, so you know, over there by Nikolsburg, they were all Ashkenazim. They were not Hasidim over there. So they didn't do well with the Bedichva, you can understand. All the Hanhoggis of the Bedichva didn't make him popular over there. All this jumping and running and screaming and all the strange things that he was Isaac in. These were Yakis over there in Nikolsburg. They don't go for that. So they were sitting after davening. There are a number of stories that we have from that time that he was there. And they were sitting after davening. And the Rebbe Shmelke told them to bring a cup of coffee for the Bedichva. You know this, Ma'aser B'Stam, you know this. To bring a cup of coffee for the Bedichva. And they brought him coffee, and the person then poured in milk, and the Bedichva wouldn't touch the cup. It wouldn't touch it. And the Rebbe Shmelke whispered to somebody, go pour in, get another cup. First put in the milk, and then put in the coffee. So they brought him, they put in milk, and then they put in coffee, and then the Bedichva made one of his brachas, and he drank it. And the Rebbe Shmelke said that the inyan of the Baditshva drinking a cup of coffee is the site of mikveh. And mikveh is the oisis mem kaveh. Milk, which is the milk, kaveh, and coffee. You can't have it the other way, kaveh and milk. It has to be first the milk, and then the kaveh.
Cholov is also 40.
40. So we're not masking this. And the inyan of the oisis, the aim of the Isis with the Tzaddikim Isaac and these things. Kshizoch l'shleimus loshna kodesh. When there was a Rav that came, a Talmud Chacham that came to visit, to meet the Baal Tanya, and he came, and the Baal Tanya said they should prepare a Suda. The cover this Talmud Chacham, Misnagdish Talmud Chacham, and the Baal Tanya said to prepare a Suda. So the Rebbes and whatever they wanted to all be Mishtatif to prepare. So each one, when they passed by the soup, they each one threw in more salt. They each one had to have a chelik. There's a chashuv of Talmud Chacham, they wanted to have a chelik, they put in salt. It wasn't edible. So it came time to eat, and the Talmud Chacham puts the spoon of salt, of the soup salt. Puts in his mouth, he starts to choke. There's like salt. And the Tanya had already been eating a few, and the Tanya was fine. And the Rav, this Rav asked about Tanya, how are you able to eat this? It's just salt. So he said that by the Mizrach HaMagid, I stopped tasting the food. I only taste the Isis. So he said, I don't taste the food. I taste the letters. So that's right by the Mizrach HaMagid, we stopped tasting food. It means none of us would want to be by the Mizrach HaMagid. Tanuk Shezocha L'Shaber Taivas HaMishka L'Gamrei. When the Tzaddik is able to break the whole Taiva for Mishgal, for sexuality, U'Lahashlam is Loshna Kodesh. The Bris Mila and the Bris Haloshin. Also, you hear in all of this, of course, Yosef HaTzadik, right? There's all Yosef HaTzadik, which is Rabbi Nachman. Ad Shehevi is Neitzus Chodesh Bloshna Kodesh. Till we're able to bring out the Neitzus of the Loshna Kodesh in a new way, whatever that means. Deine ba'isi sheish b'chadav ezeh tzadik sh'oiches b'zeh u'davka zoichel ezeh she'na margis shum tanig mishum dvar achilu sh'siya v'shara tanug m'shabayim. You don't taste any physical pleasure. There's no physical pleasure. Someone has to break through this taiva of mishkol, of physicality, and to break through the inyan of Lashon HaKodesh, to come to shleimus in Lashon HaKodesh. Ki misnoises z'oisi sheish b'chadav v'ashrei lo'i v'zeh b'chines u'mitziyoin yisadeka. What we say every day in Lam Netzach Mizmul David. Umitzion Yisadeka. From Tzion, from Yushalayim, Yisadeka. Yisadeka means to uphold, to support, but it's a lashon of Seuda, of a meal. Shie Seudoscha, that your meal should be, you're eating, Hainu Achilu Shasiva Kol Tanugim, Mitzion. Mitzion, on a deeper level, means Yushalayim, but also means Mitzion V'simen Ha'ois Yis. An ois, a letter, is called a tziyun, a marking. Mitziyon yisadeka, that your seudas come from tziyah, from the oisius, the tziyunim of the oisius. That's in everything. Ketam v'harech v'atmunu hu tziyon, because something's the taste of something, its smell, and its form, its the way it looks, is a tziyon, is a mark, is a simen. Al ha'oisius sheish b'dar hazeh, of the oisius of this existence. Ze yishlach ezrucha mikodesh. That's why it says over there. Mitzion yisadeka. Yishlach ezrucha mikodesh. Mitzion yisadeka. Yishlach ezrucha mikodesh. Hashem should send you help mikodesh. Ezrucha ze bechinis esalei ezer. Ezrucha is the inyan of the creation of Chava for Adam, where Hashem said Esalei Ezer, which is Bechinas Chava. Hainu Lashna Kodesh. Why is Chava Lashna Kodesh? Chava is Lashna Kodesh because the word Laila Lalai Yechavedas. Lachavos means to express something, to speak. So Chava means to express. Laila Laila Yechavedas. Hin Lashna Kodesh Kanal. Ze Migdash. Yishlach Ezrucha Mikodesh. Ezrucha is the Ezek Kenegdo, which is Chava, which is Lashna Kodesh. Mikodesh Bechinis Lashna Kodesh. Kodesh is Lashna Kodesh. Ze Yishlach Ezrucha Mikodesh. And therefore, the last three letters. Yishlach Ezrucha Mikodesh. Seifet Tevis Choshech, spelled darkness. Hina Bechinis Tardema, which means sleep, slumber. Shu b'chinas targum, which is the Indian of targum onkelos. That's what he's explaining over there in that Torah. We're not going to go into it. The Indian of targum onkelos is tadema, sleep, and his galus. Sheikah shleim is lashon hakodesh l'idei hatargum, because the ikah shleim is to understand lashon hakodesh comes through the targum, the translation. K'sheyesh lo shleimus hazeh l'idei zeh mitzion yisadeka. When a person reaches this shleimus of Lashon HaKodesh, Targum, and so on, Ezrucha Mikodesh, then Tziyon Yisadeka. Then his meals, when he eats, he'll be eating the Oisius. He'll be unveiling the Elokus in that which he's eating or drinking, which is Boaz, Vayerchal Vayesht Vayitav Libay, Lamed Beis times Elokim, in Maase Bereishis. They didn't teach us this in Cheder, you know? Someone who's on this level, that causes the heart to shine. The Indian of the heart is that the heart is nourished by the shufa, the choicest, meaning that of everything that's already been cleaned and refined in the body, the mozen of the heart is mishufa the shufa, from that which is most beautiful, most clean and pure. Milamed beis Elokim shomayse breishis. Lev is lamed beis the 32 times of Elokim in mayse breishis. Shem b'chinas ha'oyisiyus sheyesh b'chal davar. So the oyisiyus in everything. Shekulam nimshachim b'chinas lev elokim, lamed beis elokim, shal ma'isa b'reishis, of ma'isa b'reishis. V'yidei yis noitzis tu sa'or, shemakabal ha'lev milamed beis elokim hanal, and through the or, through the light, that the heart receives, the eating and drinking, which is the pleasure of the tzaddik in the oisius of the Aleph Beis, the 32 names Elokim and Ma'aseh Bereishis. Ha'idezem es noitzitz ponav bo'or hazeh, the tzaddik's face is shining with this light. Bebchinas leiv sameach yitav ponim. Leiv sameach yitav ponim. When the heart, when the Lamed Beis is in a state of joy, yitav ponim, it brings or to the person's face. It's chaval not to look inside when we're learning this. We're talking about the oisius, and you have people that are looking in the sky, maybe they're looking for the oisius out of the sefer. The oisius are in the sefer. K'shapanav me'ira is b'dzakuchus hazeh, and when the tzaddik's face is shining with this pureness, azayuchal ha'acher lirois panav b'panim hazeh k'may b'mara. Then another person who looks at the tzaddik's face can see his own face. You could see, when you look at the tzaddik, you could see the inner truth of who you are. Ulescharet, and to regret all the bad things you've done. Veloshu b'tshuva kanal, and to return to Hashem. When you look in the tzaddik's face, leiv sameach yitav panim. The tzaddik who's on this madrega, of lamed beis, of the shem elokim, Aviyochav Vayesht Vayitav Liboy, that tzaddik Vayitav Liboy is Leiv Sameach Yitav Panim. His face becomes a mirror, and when you look in that tzaddik's face, you see who you are, which can hurt, but you see yourself when you look in the tzaddik's face. Even if the tzaddik doesn't say anything to you, it can cause a person to break down and to be honest and to be truthful. Okay, let's go back. That was a big footnote. The top of page pay base. You know, Yisayt Nitzaytis Eilu Otzim Ugonis B'chal Oilam Kula. The mystery, the secret of these Nitzaytis of the Oisis is very great, and it's hidden in everything that exists. Shonaroyim Shekol Habriyus Nimzos Tamid B'chinis Tnua Omerutza Kadima. Everything that exists is moving, is running, pushing forward. Everything wants more. That's why the name Yosef means lahosif, to add. Everything wants more, more, more. Yosef. Shamitzias tiyeh mesukenes v'toyve Yosef. Which is the whole Indian Yosef at Tzadik Yimitzayim. That Mitzias should be improved. Reality, creation, science, everything. More beautiful, more advanced. The problem is, of course, a person can make a mistake when he's running. He's running. But instead of the true ilui that he should be experiencing, in other words, instead of running, which is the tefillah of Rabbi Nechuni ben Akana. That's also his tefillah, right? Instead of running to the right place, he's running, especially Jews always moving and running. He could be running his whole life just to get more money. Or running in stam in circles. Running. To have more chomer. The truth is that all improvement that takes place in this physical world, culturally and socially and scientifically and medically, everything, it's all rooted in this koach ha'eloki ha'gonos ba'oimek ha'yitziva that's hidden in all creation. V'afilu ha'tnuas arose. Even destructive and negative movements, hini yisoid ha'magarin toif, they all contain within them a garin of toif. It's just they start moving, they start going crazy in the wrong direction. Running, but looking, going. But it all begins with a garin of toif, of good. Elisha Tov, Panel and Nesiva Zar, but this Garin of Tov got fablonged and went on the wrong roads. Shleiviu el Shleimus v'ha'ilui, which will not bring him or this thing to Shleimus, to Ilui, to its perfection, to true Aliyah. El Hepach, the opposite. Klal Shodav, Nitna Bechir el Adam v'nivut kai chaysev. Man was given free choice how to direct this energy, this need to move forward, to run, to rise, to ascend. Achloi be'etzem chukosa apnimis lanua, but he doesn't have the choice not to want. By nature, he's driven to move, to move, to move. K'nihignuza bo'emek tevi yitzirasa, because it's hidden in the teva of his very existence. Zeu soid ha'yetzer, that is the secret of the yetzer. Yetzer atov yetzer, yetzer. Koach ha'yetzir, the koach of creativity, of creation, of aliyah. Vatnua, and all movement is in the yetzer. How you use that yetzer, how you use that energy, it could be l'tayv, it could be l'ra. Where you run with it. Onu rotsim, hey rotsim. You could run here, you could run there. The same thing that got you up in the morning, the same thing that got you up in the morning to go to the mikveh, whatever, to go learn, that same thing can get you up in the morning to go, God forbid, go do something bad. The yetzer. V'kol tolu b'b'chiris adam. Where you're running, what you're doing with this, that completely depends on your bechir. Ach atzmus hakoch, but the essence of that koch itself, hini hu garin eloki, it's the elokus, inside of everything. Nitzoytzes hakoydesh, that's the meaning of the nitzoytzes hakoydesh, hagnuzem b'chol ha-yitzir, that's in all of creation. Al kach bo tfilis rabbi nechuni ben hakone, b'shosh yotzim b'yos ha-medrish, b'roz merutzes ha-briyos, when rabbi nechuni ben hakone walked out of the medrish, he sees everybody running on the street, everybody's running. It was never in Midtown Manhattan. Can imagine. He sees everybody running. Soviv chitzoini is achayim. But he sees everybody running around Narishkai. Chitzoini is achayim. This world. Running. Ulefavim gam soviv tumul v'kilkul. Sometimes not only just for things that are permitted, but to stam money, but to do things that are forbidden. Ubov Omar, and he came and he said, Onu rotsim behem rotsim. The tefillah b'Rabbi Nechuni ben Hakone in the Beis HaMedrash, Onu rotsim behem rotsim. Garin haritza echad hu. That seed of running, that need to run, it's one thing. Koach hatnuah nolds b'shorash echad, it comes from one shorash. Ela shehevdel otzim ben akivunim shalavitza. The big difference between people is, and things that exist, is what direction it's running. Bein matzav, by koach hatnuah hoifach l'ilui l'shleimus. When it's used in the right way, then that koach is used l'ilui, for rising, for improving, and shleimus. Bein matzav hoifach l'be'er shachas. Anurotsim l'chaylam haba, v'im rotsim l'be'ashachas. Be'ashachas. Hamoisif mach'oiv al-ke'ev, that brings more and more of pain. Al-ke'ev ha-nitzoitze lokit, that adds the pain to the nitzoitze of Elokus, that is the lost princess, and what she's suffering over there. U'magbir esarichuk. And that you're getting further and further away. Lahavda Alpha Alpha plus Havdalis. There was an old song from Paul Simon. He said, "The more you keep running, the more you keep slip sliding away. The more you run, you're slipping away. You're running the wrong direction. It's like somebody screams fire and you run into the fire. You have to be crazy. But that's what we do all the time. But philosophy is palalayim. So Rabbi Nachum and Akhenev is davening for all these people. She yisgul kulam lorus lechayilam haba." He was davening that everybody should be zayche, to be able to run in the right direction, not in the wrong direction. Okay, we'll stop here. The next paragraph is a little bit of a sikkum because we have that long note to do from the Leshem, so Mitzvah will continue next time. I'm not going to be here next Tuesday. I'm going to be out of town, so we'll continue Mitzvah.